From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he'll head to Moscow next week to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about his troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in the war-wrecked country. Speaking in Washington, Mr. Kerry said this may be the best opportunity in years to end the Syrian conflict.
With the cessation of hostilities largely holding, Russia's announcement yesterday that it will remove half of its forces immediately and more perhaps from Syria, and with the political negotiations reconvening this week in Geneva, we have reached a very important phase in this process.
Mr. Kerry said he would talk with Russian officials about how the political process can move forward. The top U.S. diplomat warned lasting peace will be impossible without a genuine political transition away from the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. News of his Moscow trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day Tuesday in Geneva, and the first Russian military personnel returned from Syria to cheering crowds. France Tuesday vowed to step up anti-terror cooperation in Africa in the wake of Sunday's al-Qaeda attack on an Ivory Coast beach resort that killed 18, including four French citizens. The French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault and the Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve arrived in Abidjan, the Ivorian commercial capital.
Nous avons décidé de positionner à Ouagadougou.
Mr. Cazeneuve announced that France is strengthening its security cooperation with Ivory Coast, stationing elite forces in Mali to intervene in emergencies as well as provide training and assistance in fighting terrorism. Meanwhile, the al-Qaeda North African branch said the attack in Grand Bassam was a retaliation for a French offensive against Islamist militants in the Sahel region. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio has dropped out of the presidential race after losing his home state of Florida in a primary contest, one of several that occurred on Tuesday.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
The announcement leaves three Republicans vying for the party's presidential nomination: Ohio Governor John Kasich, who defeated New York real estate businessman Donald Trump in his home state, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Aside from Florida, Mr. Trump picked up wins in Illinois and North Carolina, as well as the Northern Mariana Islands in the Pacific. He's in a close race for Missouri with Senator Cruz. On the Democratic side...
Well, I'll tell you, this is another Super Tuesday for our campaign. Thank you, Florida. Thank you, North Carolina. Thank you, Ohio.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton winning contests in Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Contests in Missouri and Illinois among the Democrats were too close to call. In Yemen, Saudi-led coalition aircraft launched airstrikes Tuesday in the rebel-held northern Hajjah province, killing more than 40 people at a busy marketplace. Dozens more were wounded. The region is controlled by the Shia Houthi rebels, who are battling the internationally recognized government, which is confined to the southern port city of Aden. Police in the Belgian capital Brussels say one person was found dead during an anti-terror operation linked to the November 13 attacks in Paris. Four policemen were wounded when shots rang out during the operation at a department in the suburb of Voorst. Belgian security forces have been actively hunting suspects and associates of militants involved in the attacks that killed 130 in Paris, which were in part prepared and coordinated in Brussels. The UN warned Tuesday that Zimbabwe is facing its worst malnutrition rates in 15 years, due in part to a persistent drought. A UN Children's Agency spokesperson said 33,000 children, mostly aged 1 and 2, need urgent treatment for severe acute malnutrition. UNICEF is appealing for $21 million in aid. Meanwhile, the state-owned Herald newspaper said Tuesday the number of Zimbabweans requiring food aid has risen to 4 million. It has appealed for $1.6 billion to help pay for grain and other necessary foods. The South African Court of Appeal Tuesday described the government's failure to arrest visiting Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir as disgraceful conduct. The court said, as a member of the International Criminal Court, South Africa's government should have complied with a lower court order to detain the Sudanese leader, who was attending an African Union meeting. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.